Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about a brief history of the reindeer. The reindeer is one of our most favorite motifs at this holiday season, pulling Santa's sleigh through the night sky on Christmas Eve so they can deliver an abundance of presents to all deserving girls and boys. This fanciful image was given modern form in the 19th century when Clement Moore wrote his beloved poem, The Night Before Christmas. Saint Nick called to his 8 reindeer, "Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen." And away they all flew, circling the entire world in just one night. But why was it reindeer that pulled Santa's sleigh? Why not, say, horses, gallant white steeds with glistening manes, or perhaps something naturally given to flying, like swans with elegant arched necks, gleaming beaks, and powerful cloud-like wings? But Clement Moore probably chose reindeer for his poem because he wanted an animal that was native to the Arctic regions where Santa was said to reside. And he was also likely to have been responding to an old folk memory passed down through the generations and finally given conscious expression in his poem. The relationship between reindeer and humans is, after all, a very old one, and their significance to humans was both mystical and material. Reindeer, known as caribou in the Northern American continent, are members of the vast deer family, one of the most important mammals to humans, native to every continent except Australia and Antarctica. But the reindeer and its cousin the moose inhabit only the northern latitudes. Reindeer differ from all other deer species in that the female reindeer have antlers as well as the males. Some 35,000 years ago, the Great Plains of Northern and Eastern Europe carried such enormous herds of reindeer that this period in history was actually known as the Reindeer Age. Just like the Native American peoples of our Western Plains, whose material and spiritual lives revolved around the mighty buffalo herds, the ancient peoples of Europe and Russia depended upon the vast herds of reindeer for meat and milk, for hides to make clothing and tents. They fashioned tools from reindeer bones and antlers, and domesticated reindeer carried packs and pulled sleds. On the mystical level, the reindeer was sacred to the Scandinavian mother goddess, Disa, the reindeer doe, mother of the universe, who gave birth to all living things, nurtured them throughout their lives, and folded them into her bosom again when the time came for them to die. Evidence of people's reverence for the reindeer mother can be found in Paleolithic cave paintings, such as those of Lascaux in France. In Scandinavia, ancient reindeer bones have been found that were carved into goddess figurines. A lakeshore archaeological dig in Germany unearthed a complete reindeer skull affixed to the top of a pole. This ceremonial object was the skull of a 16-year-old female reindeer who represented the pathfinder of the herd, since in reindeer culture, the oldest female was always the leader. This old reindeer doe was a symbol of Disa, the reindeer mother of the universe. The reindeer was a totem animal of shamans who used reindeer hide to cover their drums. And in their drum-induced trances, they rode sleighs pulled by reindeer, flying through the air up into the clouds to the top of the world tree where the reindeer mother goddess lived. In this realm, they received treasures of wisdom and healing and material abundance, which they brought back to earth in overflowing sacks on the backs of sturdy, nimble reindeer. Soaring through the darkness of the midwinter night, reindeer hardly need the artificial glow of Rudolph's red nose, since they carry the inner light of ancient and sacred knowing within their hearts. And so when you hear the clatter of hoofbeats on your roof this Christmas Eve, may you receive a reindeer blessing and a gift of your heart's desire. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.